Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. Thank you, and pray that you're receiving so much more inspiration, motivation, insight, vision, courage to dare to be your most beautiful and most wonderful and most centered and perfected self, because that's what is needed in this now moment. We cannot really affect any kind of political change, social change, global change and whatnot, and we're not willing to accept the fullness of who and what we really are and the truth of that which we truly are, beyond the distortion, dysfunction, the toxicity, and all of those things. We still, the truth has not been changed. The truth is that which we should be exalting, and that's why I do what I do, and I'm so grateful and so thankful for every opportunity I have to come to the airwaves and to remind you that we dwell in the presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence, that there is nowhere where it is not. It fills all spaces. It is completely present. It is all pervasive. It animates every atom and every cell of our bodies. It breathes us. It beats our hearts. And we have the responsibility in this now moment to exalt it over all of the agendas, over all of the missions, over all of the organizations, all of the governments, and all of that. Because what we really need to get is that there is absolute law that governs our lives, and our lives are our gifts. And when you are not in alignment with the truth of who you are and what you are, and you have no clue as to why you exist upon this planet, and you think that your success can be measured by how much polished wood, metal, and stone that you've amassed, or how much money, or how much fame and fortune, and how many magazine covers you can be on, or whatever, the issue for us is really understanding that you becoming your most divine self, you perfecting yourself, you mastering yourself, you controlling and being the captain of your own fate and destiny, consciously, caringly, conscientiously, lovingly, and willingly participating with the order of existence, the laws of existence, and exalting the light of love and truth, and having your whole being completely immersed in the reality of that law, that light, that being directly, because that's where our sovereignty really is. That's where our grace and protection come. That is the foundation of our salvation and our deliverance. Salvation from what? Salvation from being all dirtied up in the muck and mire of dysfunction and degradation and stupefaction and inebriation and intoxication and violation and all of those ills that have made you sick, ill, and diseased, and put us on a place where we're on a cataclysmic ride with demise, and there's no way to get off except you clean out. And so there is a whole industry on health and wellness, but health and wellness is only one aspect of what is required in order for us to truly be whole people. We have to start from where we are with a commitment to being whole. Regardless of where you are, regardless of what your issues are, regardless of what your concerns are, you will never have anything greater than yourself. So everybody being in a place and space where we're receiving the support in being our greatest self. Now, this should be what the whole society, cross world culture, should be about, but that's not what we're dealing with. That's not what's dealing with us. That's not what the reality is. It's what's needed. We have so much support in exalting other things as our truth. We have so much support in following the lies and being misled and trusting those who really have already shown that they do not need to be trusted. We have been given a whole agenda for life, being purposed in life, that does not include the Creator's purposes for our lives. And it's difficult for many people to see, because you have been applying yourself so wholeheartedly towards men and the games of agreement that men make and all of the things that men say and all of the opportunities that men have said you have available to you and whatnot, so that you are not looking for the answers and solutions in God and God's way and God's laws and God's light and God's order and whatnot, and God being the intelligence of existence that beats your heart and that breathes you, that we're having to be reminded of the fact that these bodies are the temples for the dwelling of the true and living Spirit of God. we have to be reminded that we dwell in the presence of the absolute. Otherwise, you keep hearing all this music and all this stuff going on about being in the belly of the beast. That's, if that's your consciousness, I can't say that you're not there, but I'm not there. I don't dwell in the belly of the beast. You understand? Because what? I dwell in the presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and that's the intelligence that beats my heart. Bestiality has nothing to do with me. And so I'm just saying what's true for me is really true for you. Now, you can believe what you choose to believe, and you can continue to tout and exalt all of these lies that you're hearing through all of these other ones who are focused in the distortion. They're focused in the divisiveness. They're focused in the degradation. They're focused in the distortion. They're focused in the violation. That's where their focus is. That's where their attention is. So the more of that you see, the more of that you apply yourself to, the more of that you will find will becoming overwhelming. And so many people who I've seen over the years who have become so passionate about our liberation, so passionate about the struggle, so passionate about all of this, they were not as passionate about standing in the glory of the truth of who they are as conscious immortals. They were not that passionate about being cleared and cleansed and purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified. They were not that passionate about affirming who they were as cosmic citizens as much as they were passionate about referring to themselves as African or New African or whatever else they were claiming for themselves. I'm just saying is that everybody is not in the same place, even though we dwell on the same planet. Consciously and conscientiously, your mindset matters, and you, being the God that dwells in that temple, are creating your world. Now, if you want to dwell in the world of those who are being beat up and shot up and beat down and all of that, then stay out of alignment with your line of light. Keep exalting them as your guide. Keep following their way. I was in the store tonight, the gas station, and I saw a young brother and his pants were down, and I was looking at his drawers, and I was like, okay, well, should I pull him down or should I say something to him? Should I fill him up or should I? And I'm like, okay. And I was looking at what he was buying. So he had the cigarette behind his ear, right? And he was buying looked like 24-ounce cans of Schlitz malt liquor and whatnot. And two honey buns. And so I just had to say something to him. I could not let that youth get by me. I just couldn't let him get by me. I just couldn't let him get by me. And I told him, I said, you know, I said, how old are you? He said, 25. I said, you're going to be dead in 10 years. You keep following that path that you're on. And I looked in his eyes, and his eyes were so yellow. His eyes looked like the eyes of a 70-year-old man who had been drinking all of his life. Okay? And I'm just saying is that his eyes were bulbous as if he already had thyroid conditions going on. And this is the genocide, y'all. This is the genocide. And it's every mother who has birthed sons and daughters. It's every father who has sons and daughters. It's every grandmother and every grandfather. It's each one of us who have charge and responsibility over the lives and for the lives of other ones who have come through us or the ones who share this now moment with us, that we have to take some responsibility to realize that the true bastardizers, the ones who are truly beating us up on a day-to-day basis, is our McDonald's and Burger King and Subway and all of these people who are serving us the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and all of this garbage that our children are consuming and that is readily available to us. Until we do something about that, then nothing that you do, no matter how many of you gather, is going to really make the kind of difference that it would make if each one of us who has a body, who dwells in these temples, took responsibility for the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, the renewal, the consecration, and remembering who and what you are and caring to walk in the integrity of your own authenticity. We are in a now moment that we are being called to rise, or we will meet a tragic date with fate. There is no middle ground. Because you don't know how long you'll be dead once you leave. And this is what I was telling the youth. I said, now, even if you have another 10 years, even if you have another 20 years, the issue is that you got to care about your life now. Your life is your greatest gift. And that's what I told them. Your life is your greatest gift. You cannot be killing yourself. And think, that you really had a life. Because when you die, you're going to be dead much longer than you were alive on the planet. And he was just so touched that I said anything to him. He said, "Thank you, beautiful. Thank you, beautiful." Sometimes they just need to know that we care. We're in a now moment that requires us to really be caring. You understand? If every beating heart and every breathing being cared about being in the love of their creator, if each one of us, the billions of us, really cared to do no harm to anyone else, if we care to honor the functioning and the order of cleanliness in our body temples, if we care to be corrected by the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, the renewal, do you realize that everybody's life would have to shift? Why? Because we have those brothers and sisters, those men and wombed men, or those who would like to be considered to be men and wombed men, who go to work every day for these companies that put this poison out and make it available to everybody, and think that they got good jobs working for the devil, the forces of divisiveness. And then you have these other ones who are good, good people who get together and they get their 501c3s, and then they have these organizations that are putting band-aids on the genocide. And these police officers who are so brutal, their bodies are so toxic, they're so full of feces, you understand, that they can't think. They can't see the consequences of what they're doing. These people are needing serious help. And the system of things, the police, the whole structure will not acknowledge the sickness and the illness and the disease of those who were the founding fathers here. The sickness, illness, and disease of those whose grandfathers and great-grandfathers and great-great-grandfathers were the slave masters, the bastardizers, the ones who hung and raped and beat us and castrated and whatnot. And now their businesses are the chicken industry, the beef industry, the tobacco industry, the sugar industry, the soda industry. This is where their money is, and you all keep supporting them. And I'm saying stop paying your money to kill yourself. And you wouldn't have to worry about these people shooting you and beating you down and whatnot, because there was nothing that would bring you into the realm and the world of the stupid ones, the sick ones, the toxic ones. You wouldn't come across them. They wouldn't enter your path, because we're still having to work with the reality that there is absolute law. And the law works by what it is you are emanating, what it is you're radiating, what it is you're resonating. So now we got this frequency of energy that is also focused so intently on the bastardization of these police officers. So now we're at war, and the police are at war, and this and that. It's still divisiveness. Everybody is under siege. Everybody is under siege. The police officers, the judges, the jailers, the superintendents, the mayors, the president, everybody has been negatively influenced and undermined in their capacity to walk in the integrity of that which they each truly are, as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence. So in order for us to get leverage over a system that was founded in sickness, illness, and disease by those who were sick, ill, and diseased, who have been the perpetuators of sickness, illness, and disease, then we have to get well, and we have to exalt a full life's urge. We cannot think that you on one hand can go and work for the devil and then go to church and give thanks to God for your good job working for the devil. And if you're working and gainfully employed, good. I'm not telling you to quit your jobs. I'm telling you to realign yourself with the divinity of yourself by taking the time to really care, to nourish yourself and to cleanse yourself, so that you are able to get on the path of fulfillment of purpose and destiny.
but for the struggles and the sacrifices of all of those who struggled and sacrifices to just come to a point of culmination where everybody feels as though they have the free will to be as wicked as they want to be. They have the free will to choose death. They got the free will to be inebriated, intoxicated, violating. They got the free will to eat the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens. And they enjoy that. And that's their free will to get fat and to be sick and to be diseased. And all of that is because we are following the edicts of those who really were in no light. And that's why their actions are showing that they are not in enough light, because they have not had light enough to reorient themselves as a governing body. Those who have gone into government, whether it's city, state, local, federal, whatever, you understand, to really be about that which is in the true best interests of the people. So for the government to be under the hands of corporate entities and deities of death, those who are violators, they're violating Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures, and then turn around and support the violation, the incarceration, the entrapment, the bastardization, the anesthetization, inebriation, intoxication of everybody else. And we cannot gain the true glory that we should have in this life when we refuse to realign ourselves with the laws that govern life. A people who have lost their purpose, a people who do not realize that there is purpose in existence that has nothing to do with the edicts of men, that have nothing to do with the books that men have written, have nothing to do with the laws that man has given, nothing to do with his statutes, nothing to do with his agendas. We have laws that govern our being, that those who really wanted to be the perpetuators of law and order, then they had the first duty and obligation and responsibility to get into the law and order of existence itself. But they didn't do that, and they're not doing that. And you can't expect them to want to correct when they feel that they are entitled to continue to act as if our lives don't matter because we are a darker hue of people, and that we, under inebriation, intoxication, and see, this is the issue, following them, we have not really shined in the fullness of ourselves, even though we've got million-dollar athletes and million-dollar entertainers and whatnot. It's a few based on the millions that there are, and we're all gifted, we're all talented. But the issue is that our whole educational system, our whole spiritual religious systems, our whole socialization has not oriented us in being successful as living beings in understanding the purposes of existence. In the process of soulful evolutionary unfoldment and development. Yes, they will take your blood and they'll take your gene samples, and now, you know, they can trace your DNA, and you know, they've made great strides in terms of what they have the ability to do, but to do all of what they do and still have not enough love to change the whole objective as to what education is about. To be educating children so that they are cogs in the wheel of capitalism. They're cogs in the wheel. It's like ants. You know, you can go and step on so many ants, and them ants will attack you. And the ones that attack you, if you drown them, if you spray them, whatever, the other ones are going to keep working. They're going to keep going. They're going to keep going. They're not going to fall back and start going to funerals and crying and weeping and whatnot. They are not going to miss a beat. All right. That's how y'all are being socialized. So we don't miss a beat. You understand? That's why you got all this Advil and you got all these Rolaids and Tums and all of this. So once you're eating all that flesh of dead animals and your head start hurting because you all got all this stench that's going through your bloodstream, they don't want you to miss a beat. You get to work. You take your Advil. You take your Tylenol. You take your NyQuil, whatever you got to do. You can't take time to cleanse. You can't take time to really get that stuff out your system. No, keep working by any means necessary. Keep working, keep working, keep working. And by all means, means don't give up the flesh. Don't give up the alcohol. Don't give up your good time. Don't give up any of the things that you feel so good about having. You know, it's a party over here. Hey, we got you. We got you. Coke is the real thing. They got all of these goddamn liars out here telling you that you're supposed to be doing all of this in the name of what? Fun? So they made fun killing. They made fun out of killing, and now you're enjoying killing yourself. So then hearing me, you're saying, oh, well, that sister, she out of her mind. Oh, well, that sister, she's so extreme. Oh, well, that sister. This sister cares enough to understand that our children should not be poisoned. That we as men and women should be in enough light, particularly after 30 and 40 and 50 years old, where we are in our harmony with our line of light, with our angels, our guides, our guardians, and our souls. But because nothing has properly prepared us for that, the only way you get to that is that you have to have the inner urge to look beyond. You have to have the inner urge to turn everybody else off. You have to have the inner urge and the inner care to exalt a full life's urge, to be willing to walk your walk and to be daring enough to be courageous, to do that which really needs to be done. Because what we have all these people who are organizing and marching and whatnot, but they will not do the thing that needs to be done, which is to love the Creator with their whole bodies, hearts, minds, and souls, to love life, to love that which beats their heart and that which breathes them with their whole body, heart, mind, life, and soul, with all their might, to have a conscious desire to walk, to glorify and honor their mothers and fathers, grandmothers and grandfathers, great-grandmothers and great-grandfathers, and all of the ones that have come before. The way that we live, the intention that we have, the will that we express to exalt a full life's urge is much more powerful than the stupidity that it takes to continue to perpetuate that which is destined to die. But following the lie, following the fear tactics and all of this, now people are afraid to tell the truth, to be in the truth. You understand? And you can't really just get to the truth because you read somebody else's books. And not to say the books and other people's realizations are not going to benefit you. They will. But when you are doing everything else that is truly in your own best interest, will you benefit the most? We have those ones who are practitioners of different healing modalities and whatnot. So if you spend money and you go to them and you have several sessions and whatnot, that's all well and good. But it's what you do consistently thereafter that facilitates the healing and the opening of your meridians or whatever they did for you. But if you are continuing to reach for that which is creating blockage and obstruction mentally, emotionally, spiritually, or whatever, then you have wasted money. If you continue to waste money in buying that which has no real benefit to you. And we spend so much money, and that's why death is multi-trillion dollar business. Really? Death is multi-trillion dollar business. The industry of death, through militarism and bomb making and gun making and distribution, through all of the chemicals, the pharmaceuticals, the surgeries, all of the sugar, the dairy, the eggs, the meat, the chicken, the fish, the fowl, all of this comprises death industry. Now, when you have a global world agenda and everybody is so enthralled and so engulfed in the perpetuation of sickness, illness, disease, and death, then you have a world that will soon cease to exist because death is going to claim them. Whether Mother Earth will continue to quiver and quake and shake as she has done, where you have the leaving, the massive leaving of tens of thousands of people, 5,000 here, 10,000 there, 7,000 here. I'm just saying is that we keep saying we got 7 billion people on the planet because as fast as they're going, they're still coming. But the issue is those who are here should be setting a greater directive and doing that which facilitates the greater fulfillment of the will of existence, in the exaltation of the greatness of the lineages. Every people have been warred against. Every people are under siege. Every people need the light of the love of salvation and grace and protection and the clearing and the cleansing. But when you have everybody complicit and complacent in the ingesting and the manufacturing and the distribution and the advertising and all of that, with all of these artificial colors, artificial flavors, NutraSweet, this, that, and the other, and we are taking, well, the government is paying people not to grow food, and then they're bulldozing masses, just thousands and thousands of acres of rainforest and forestry on a daily basis, and then wondering while the earth is collapsing. The stupidity has no end until it's over. That you bulldoze all of these trees and then expect the earth not to shift. That you do all of this digging, all of this drilling, create all of this devastation, create all of this pollution, and expect the earth not to respond. And that's why it is so necessary for us to understand the power that we would have in mass if each one radiated a real hunger and thirst for life itself, for the fullness of life itself. Therefore, you would not reach for death. But they have turned death into culinary arts. And even those ones who have become so conscientious about the real taste of the food, having to do with everything about the condition of the soil, but they will still eat the flesh of dead animals. They just want the flesh of dead animals that were not given GMO corn or GMO soy or whatever. And so therefore, they still will not come into the fullness of the light that is available, because as long as the blood bears the violation of violated beings, inebriants, intoxicants, and all of this, then you are not able to think. You're not able to have the quality of light and consciousness that is really complementary and characteristic of who you are, is this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence. And it's only one absolute and supreme intelligence that is the intelligence of all beings, which is why we have to come to that place and space where we respect the right of all beings to have the right to their lives and to know that they should not be rotting in your intestines. You understand? Now, if you can get in it because of the global effect that it's having in terms of this global warming and all of the methane that's being produced from all of the feces that moves into the waters, and how much of the sea creatures are being taken from the waters, the sea creatures that have the God-given responsibility and purpose of cleansing and filtering the waters for the earth's sake. But they pull these animals, these creatures, out of the oceans by the millions and millions of tons, and then dump millions and millions of tons of feces into the water. And so we have to really, really understand that those who have taken responsibility to create systems of things, we can give thanks for systems. We need systems in place. But now we really have to come to a point in place where we realize that the system is not going to operate greater than the light and the substance of the people themselves. Because people work the system. And if the people were in light enough, cleared, cleansed, purified to serve the Creator's purpose, to really be a blessing, to work towards the wholeness, work towards the exaltation, work towards the self-unfoldment, the self-development, the exaltation of life and blessedness as a part of what they do on a daily basis, regardless of what part of the system they are employed by or are in service to. This is how we make the difference. Now, the power of love, and love being a radiance, love is a force when each of us are steeped in it, because it is the fullness of the frequency and energy and vibration that we have cultivated as the reality of who and what we are. Then that becomes power. That's power. One with the Creator is more powerful than masses of people with the devil. Indivisible. We have to understand that, as hard as it may get for some of you to wrap your head around it, the quickest and most expeditious way to the degrees of liberation, freedom, and change that we want
rests with each individual one taking responsibility to realign themselves with the peace of God, the presence of God, the light of God, the truth of God, and to get the devil out their system. You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama.
Night Watch on 89.3 FM, WRFG, Atlanta.
This program, which airs from now until 3 a.m., may contain some language and or information that may be rather strong or intense for some listeners. Your discretion is advised. The thoughts and opinions expressed on WRFG do not necessarily reflect the thoughts of Radio Free Georgia Broadcasting, Inc., its board, its staff, or its volunteers. And so we are in our summer fun drive. And we are asking you to give generously to help us through all of this and to know that in 47 years of consistent community empowerment, we're so grateful and so thankful for everyone who's participated, all of our volunteers, our staff, our boards, and most of all, our listeners, because we could not do what we do except with you. And so you are able to make your donations in several ways, but we encourage you to go to wrfg.org. You can also make payments with Cash App or Zelle, and the phone number is 404-523-3471. You can walk your donation in to the office at 1083 Austin Avenue from 11 to 3, and to know that what you give will be returned to you a thousandfold. So we want you to let them know that you really appreciate us. And keep us in a place and space where you are always tuned in. Right here. 89.3 FM, particularly every Thursday night, midnight to 3.
Where we feel safe. Oh. We take a hold of feelings and put them all to sleep until we cannot feel any more pain. Don't you be afraid, 'cause way awake there will be many others who will join you on your way. Oh, and there is so much beauty. You just have to open up your eyes. Wide awake, sometimes your heart will break when you hear another anguish cry. But oh, in the middle of the sorrow, you have got to realize, if you cannot look, then you cannot change. Open up your eyes, don't be afraid. I'm right beside you, I'm here beside you. I'll never leave you lonely, you know. I keep my head up and my heart wide open. I'm here to tell you it's worth any pain you feel. Don't go to sleep, don't slumber. Wake up, we're depending on you. I am wide awake, ready to take my place. I am wide awake, ready to take my place. You be wide awake, ready to take your place. We're wide awake, ready to take our place. I'm thankful, and I'm so grateful that I'm wide awake.
Toxic time.
Toxic times.
Toxic times.
Toxic times.
These are toxic times. Shrouded by a veil of chemical waste. We're buying water to stay alive. Air will be sold in containers very soon, and it won't be fresh. Devils are standing behind the pulpit, preaching the gospel of sinners. Integrity is an unwanted stranger in our midst. Conversations have become a text or a tweet. The news is the blues, advertising pain and misfortune. Even when the forecast is sunny, it's still a cloudy day. Even though the temperature rises, there's still a chill in the air. These are toxic times. Black girls are disappearing. No one knows where to search. Black boys are being shot down. Protesters are being locked up. Sex has become a perversion. Not even a dog will perform. Children are being molested. Elders are being executed. Diseases are being developed in laboratories. Public schools are prisons for a creative mind. A healer is an enemy of the state. Sickness is profitable. Outpatients roam the street. Homegrown terrorists shoot and stab people at will, and sometimes blow things up. These are toxic times. The White House has become a circus tent. A clown is in charge, masturbating in public. Mother Nature is upset, hurling tornadoes and hurricanes at the people and the land, flattening their houses, flooding their towns. These are toxic times. They say there's a global warming. The homes of the polar bears are melting. The weather is wacky. No rhyme or reason. You can hardly tell the season. Fires across America are raging. Trees and houses are blazing. The smell of death is in the air. Soldiers are fighting a ghost. Children are dying from starvation. The rich get richer is still the situation. There is really only one solution. It's time for a complete revolution. Put your mind, body, and soul in order. That's the only way to stop the slaughter. These are toxic times. Toxic times. Toxic times. Toxic times. Toxic times.
couldn't loosen. If the light was on in our minds, we wouldn't diss ourselves so much all the time. Stop and realize without skies, we got the power to change what's before our eyes. If we only knew what we could do, if we only knew what we could do, if we only knew how bad we are, if the sun disappeared because we're the brightest star.
If we only knew what we could do. This is another message from our Public Affairs Bulletin Board. The Little Five Points Alliance, in association with the Little Five Points Business Association, Community Improvement District, Inman Park, and Candler Park Neighborhood Associations, would like to acknowledge and honor the memory of one of our moral leaders, Congressman John Lewis. Civil rights legend, global humanitarian, conscience of the U.S. Congress, vanguard of the progressive social movements, and the human rights struggle are a few of the words associated with Congressman John Lewis's life work. Representative Lewis received the Medal of Freedom, the highest civilian honor granted by President Obama, and his work will continue to catalyze the evolution of civil rights in Georgia and for humanity. As we confront the impact of the Jim Crow era and other injustices today, we'll also benefit from the impact of John Lewis's life legacy of protecting human rights and the building of the beloved community. Our hearts go out to his family and those closest to him, and we send a wish for his spirit to rest in power and peace. John Lewis will live on in our memories and future actions we commit to take. For more information on the work of the Little Five Points Alliance, tributes, projects, activities, and events to improve and uplift Little Five Points and surrounding communities, the website is l5pa.com.
Can't we be afraid?
Yes, the world and the earth, third from the sun of a gun, 360 degrees, and as new worlds emerge, stay alert, stay aware, watch the eagle, watch the bear. Earthquake and foundation shaking, bias breaking, new day making change, accumulating, liberating, educating, stimulating change. Tomorrow was born yesterday. From inside the rib or the people cage, the era of our first blood stage was blotted or erased or TV screened and defaced. Remember, there's a revolution going on in the world. One blood of early morning revolved to the one idea of our tomorrow. Homeboy, hold on. Now more than ever, all the family must come together. Ideas of freedom and harmony, great civilization yesterday, but today will bring tomorrow. Neon, Leon, fast lane, brother, you were yesterday when dreams of karma and life still live. As it was in the beginning, so shall it be once again. Earthquaking, foundation shaking, investigating yesterday. I was wondering about our yesterdays and digging through the rubble. And to say the least, somebody went to a hell of a lot of trouble to make sure that when we look things up, we wouldn't fare too well, and we would come up with totally unreliable pictures of ourselves. But I compiled what few facts I could, I mean such as they are, to see if we could get a little bit of light. This is what I got so far. First, white folks discovered Africa and claimed it fair and square. Cecil Rhodes couldn't have been robbing nobody, because hell, there wasn't nobody there. White folks brought all the civilization, wasn't none around. How could these folks be civilized when wasn't nobody writing nothing down? And to prove all their suspicions, well, didn't have to wait too long. They discovered there were whole tribes of people in plain sight with no clothes on. That's right. The women, the men, the young, and the old righteous folks covered their eyes. And no time was spent considering their environment. Hell no, this just wasn't civilized. Another way they knew the folks were backwards, or at least this is how we were taught, is that unlike the civilized people of Europe, these tribal groups actually fought. And yes, there were some rather crude implements, and yes, there was primitive art. And yes, they were masters of hunting and fishing, courtesy came from the heart. And yes, there were medicines, love, and religion, intertribal communication by drum, but no paper and pencils and other utensils, and these folks never even heard of a gun. So this is why the colonies came, to stabilize the land. The Dark Continent had copper and gold, and the discoverers had a plan. They would discover all the places with promise, and didn't need no leases or deeds. Then they'd appoint people to make everything legal, to sanction the slavery and greed. And when the natives got restless deep in the jungle, they would call it guerrilla attack. And never described it, folks finally got wise and decided that they would fight back.
Still, we are victims of word games. Semantics is always a bitch. Places once called underdeveloped are now called mineral rich. And still, we are constantly hounded with unity just beyond reach. Egypt and Libya used to be in Africa. They've been moved to the Middle East. There are examples galore, I assure you, but if interpreting was left up to me, I would swear every time this version ain't mine. That's why it's called his story. Earth shaking, foundation quaking, bias breaking, new day making, change. Let that be the first change.
Somebody come and carry me into a 7-day kiss.
Somebody come and carry me into a 7-day kiss. Somebody come and carry me into a 7-day kiss. I don't need no historic, no national, no family bliss. I need an absolutely one-to-one, a 7-day kiss. Help me now, somebody come and carry me into a 7-day kiss. Somebody come and carry me into a 7-day kiss. Somebody come and carry me into a 7-day kiss. I don't need no historic, no national, no family bliss. I need an absolutely one-to-one, a 7-day kiss.
Oh, I can read the daily paper.
Oh,
I can even
good.
Make a speech.
Oh,
but the news
good.
Is stuff that tapers
oh,
down.
Right,
supporting
good.
The breach.
Oh,
I've been scheming
right,
about my people.
Oh,
I've been scheming
right,
about sex.
Oh,
I've been dreaming
right,
about Africa.
Oh,
a nightmare in
right,
Oedipus the Rex.
But what I need is quite specific. Terrifying, rough stuff, and terrific. I need an absolutely one-to-one, a 7-day kiss. Help me now, somebody come and carry me into a 7-day kiss. Somebody come and carry me into a 7-day kiss. Somebody come and carry me into a 7-day kiss. I don't need no historic, no national, no family bliss. I need an absolutely one-to-one, a 7-day kiss. Help me now.
Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. Thank you, and pray that you're receiving so much more inspiration, motivation, insight, vision, courage, and motivation to dare to be your most beautiful and most wonderful and most centered and perfected self, because that's what is needed in this now moment. We cannot really affect any kind of political change, social change, global change, and whatnot, and we're not willing to accept the fullness of who and what we really are and the truth of that which we truly are beyond the distortion, dysfunction, the toxicity, and all of those things. We still, the truth has not been changed. The truth is that which we should be exalting, and that's why I do what I do, and I'm so grateful and so thankful for every opportunity I have to come to the airwaves and to remind you that we dwell in the presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence, that there is nowhere where it is not. It fills all spaces. It is completely present. It is all pervasive. It animates every atom and every cell of our bodies. It breathes us. It beats our hearts. And we have the responsibility in this now moment to exalt it over all of the agendas, over all of the missions, over all of the organizations, all of the governments, and all of that. Because what we really need to get is is that there is absolute law that governs our lives, and our lives are our gifts. And when you are not in alignment with the truth of who you are and what you are, and you have no clue as to why you exist upon this planet, and you think that your success can be measured by how much polished wood, metal, and stone that you've amassed, or how much money, or how much fame and fortune, and how many magazine covers you can be on, or whatever. The issue for us is really understanding that you becoming your most divine self, you perfecting yourself, you mastering yourself, you controlling and being the captain of your own fate and destiny, consciously, caringly, conscientiously, lovingly, and willingly participating with the order of existence, the laws of existence, and exalting the light of love and truth, and having your whole being completely immersed in the reality of that law, that light, that being directly, because that's where our sovereignty really is. That's where our grace and protection come. That is the foundation of our salvation and our deliverance. Salvation from what? Salvation from being all dirtied up in the muck and mire of dysfunction and degradation and stupefaction and inebriation and intoxication and violation and all of those ills that have made you sick, ill, and diseased, and put us on a place where we're on a cataclysmic ride with demise, and there's no way to get off except you clean out. And so there is a whole industry on health and wellness, but health and wellness is only one aspect of what is required in order for us to truly be whole people. We have to start from where we are with a commitment to being whole, regardless of where you are, regardless of what your issues are, regardless of what your concerns are. You will never have anything greater than yourself. So everybody being in a place and space where we're receiving the support in being our greatest self. Now, this should be what the whole society, cross world culture, should be about, but that's not what we're dealing with. That's not what's dealing with us. That's not what the reality is. It's what's needed. We have so much support in exalting other things as our truth. We have so much support in following the lies and being misled and trusting those who really have already shown that they do not need to be trusted. We have been given a whole agenda for life, being purposed in life, that does not include the Creator's purposes for our lives. And it's difficult for many people to see, because you have been applying yourself so wholeheartedly towards men and the games of agreement that men make, and all of the things that men say, and all of the opportunities that men have said you have available to you and whatnot, so that you are not looking for the answers and solutions in God and God's way and God's laws and God's light and God's order and whatnot, and God being the intelligence of existence that beats your heart and that breathes you, that we're having to be reminded of the fact that these bodies are the temples for the dwelling of the true and living Spirit of God. We have to be reminded that we dwell in the presence of the Absolute. Otherwise, you keep hearing all this music and all this stuff going on about being in the belly of the beast. If that's your consciousness, I can't say that you're not there, but I'm not there. I don't dwell in the belly of the beast. You understand? Because what? I dwell in the presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and that's the intelligence that beats my heart. Bestiality has nothing to do with me. And so I'm just saying, what's true for me is really true for you. Now, you can believe what you choose to believe, and you can continue to tout and exalt all of these lies that you're hearing through all of these other ones who are focused in the distortion. They're focused in the divisiveness. They're focused in the degradation. They're focused in the distortion. They're focused in the violation. That's where their focus is. That's where their attention is. So the more of that you see, the more of that you apply yourself to, the more of that you will find will becoming overwhelming. And so many people who I've seen over the years who have become so passionate about our liberation, so passionate about the struggle, so passionate about all of this, they were not as passionate about standing in the glory of the truth of who they are as conscious immortals. They were not that passionate about being cleared and cleansed and purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified. They were not that passionate about affirming who they were as cosmic citizens as much as they were passionate about referring to themselves as African or New African lands or whatever else they were claiming for themselves. I'm just saying is that everybody is not in the same place, even though we dwell on the same planet. Consciously and conscientiously, your mindset matters, and you, being the God that dwells in that temple, are creating your world. Now, if you want to dwell in the world of those who are being beat up and shot up and beat down and all of that, then stay out of alignment with your line of light. Keep exalting them as your guide. Keep following their way. I was in the store tonight, the gas station, and I saw a young brother, and his pants were down, and I was looking at his drawers, and I was like, okay, well, should I pull him down, or should I say something to him? Should I fill him up, or should I? And I'm like, okay. And I was looking at what he was buying, so he had the cigarette behind his ear, right? And he was buying two, looked like 24-ounce cans of Schlitz malt liquor and whatnot, and two honey buns. And so I just had to say something to him. I could not let that youth get by me. I just couldn't let him get by me. And I told him, I said, how old are you? He said, 25. I said, you're going to be dead in 10 years. You keep following that path that you're on. And I looked in his eyes, and his eyes were so yellow. His eyes looked like the eyes of a 70-year-old man who had been drinking all of his life. Okay? And I'm just saying is that his eyes were bulbous, as if he already had thyroid conditions going on. And this is the genocide, y'all. This is the genocide. And it's every mother who has birthed sons and daughters. It's every father who has sons and daughters. It's every grandmother and every grandfather. It's each one of us who have charge and responsibility over the lives and for the lives of other ones who have come through us, or the ones who share this now moment with us, that we have to take some responsibility to realize that the true bastardizers, the ones who were truly beating us up on a day-to-day basis, are McDonald's and Burger King and Subway and all of these people who are serving us the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and all of this garbage that our children are consuming and that is readily available to us. Until we do something about that, then nothing that you do, no matter how many of you gather, is going to really make the kind of difference that it would make if each one of us who has a body, who dwells in these temples, took responsibility for the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, the renewal, the consecration, and remembering who and what you are, and caring to walk in the integrity of your own authenticity. We are in a now moment that we are being called to rise, or we will meet a tragic date with fate. There is no middle ground. Because you don't know how long you'll be dead once you leave. And this is what I was telling the youth. I said, now, even if you have another 10 years, even if you have another 20 years, the issue is that you got to care about your life now. Your life is your greatest gift. And that's what I told them. Your life is your greatest gift. You cannot be killing yourself and think that you really had a life. Because when you die, you're going to be dead much longer than you were alive on the planet. And he was just so touched that I said anything to him. He said, thank you, beautiful. Thank you, beautiful. Sometimes they just need to know that we care. We're in a now moment that requires us to really be caring. You understand? If every beating heart and every breathing being cared about being in the love of their creator, if each one of us, the billions of us, really cared to do no harm to anyone else, if we cared to honor the functioning and the order of cleanliness in our body temples, if we cared to be corrected by the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, the renewal, do you realize that everybody's life would have to shift? Why? Because we have those brothers and sisters, those men and womb men, or those who would like to be considered to be men and womb men, who go to work every day for these companies that put this poison out and make it available to everybody, and think that they got good jobs working for the devil, the forces of divisiveness.
And then you have these other ones who are good, good people who get together and they get their 501c3s. And then they have, or they have these organizations that are putting band-aids on the genocide. And these police officers who are so brutal, their bodies are so toxic, they're so full of feces. You understand that they can't think. They can't see the consequences of what they're doing. These people are needing serious help. And the system of things, the police, the whole structure will not acknowledge the sickness and the illness and the disease of those who were the founding fathers here. The sickness, illness, and disease of those whose grandfathers and great-grandfathers and great-great-grandfathers were the slave masters, the bastardizers, the ones who hung and raped and beat us and castrated and whatnot. And now their businesses are the chicken industry, the beef industry, the tobacco industry, the sugar industry, the soda industry. This is where their money is, and you all keep supporting them. And I'm saying stop paying your money to kill yourself. And you wouldn't have to worry about these people shooting you and beating you down and whatnot, because there was nothing that would bring you into the realm and the world of the stupid ones, the sick ones, the toxic ones. You wouldn't come across them. They wouldn't enter your path, because we're still having to work with the reality that there is absolute law. And the law works by what it is you are emanating, what it is you're radiating, what it is you're resonating. So now we got this frequency of energy that is also focused so intently on the bastardization of these police officers. So now we're at war, and the police are at war, and this and that. It's still divisiveness. Everybody is under siege. Everybody is under siege. The police officers, the judges, the jailers, the superintendents, the mayors, the president, everybody has been negatively influenced and undermined in their capacity to walk in the integrity of that which they each truly are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence. So in order for us to get leverage over a system that was founded in sickness, illness, and disease by those who were sick, ill, and disease, who have been the perpetuators of sickness, illness, and disease, then we have to get well, and we have to exalt a full life's urge. We cannot think that you on one hand can go and work for the devil and then go to church and give thanks to God for your good job working for the devil. And if you're working and gainfully employed, good. I'm not telling you to quit your jobs. I'm telling you to realign yourself with the divinity of yourself by taking the time to really care, to nourish yourself and to cleanse yourself so that you are able to get on the path of fulfillment of purpose and destiny. But for the struggles and the sacrifices of all of those who struggled and sacrifices to just come to a point of culmination where everybody feels as though they have the free will to be as wicked as they want to be. They have the free will to choose death. They got the free will to be inebriated, intoxicated, violating. They got the free will to eat the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens. And they enjoy that. And that's their free will to get fat and to be sick and to be diseased. And all of that is because we are following the edicts of those who really were in no light. And that's why their actions are showing that they are not in enough light, because they have not had light enough to reorient themselves as a governing body. Those who have gone into government, whether it's city, state, local, federal, whatever, you understand, to really be about that which is in the true best interest of the people. So for the government to be under the hands of corporate entities and deities of death, those who are violators, they're violating Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures, and then turn around and support the violation, the incarceration, the entrapment, the bastardization, the anesthetization, inebriation, intoxication of everybody else. And we cannot gain the true glory that we should have in this life when we refuse to realign ourselves with the laws that govern life. A people who have lost their purpose, a people who do not realize that there is purpose in existence that has nothing to do with the edicts of men, that have nothing to do with the books that men have written, have nothing to do with the laws that man has given, nothing to do with his statutes, nothing to do with his agendas. We have laws that govern our being, that those who really wanted to be the perpetuators of law and order, then they had the first duty and obligation and responsibility to get into the law and order of existence itself. But they didn't do that, and they're not doing that. And you can't expect them to want to correct when they feel that they are entitled to continue to act as if our lives don't matter because we are a darker hue of people, and that we, under inebriation, intoxication, and see, this is the issue, following them, we have not really shined in the fullness of ourselves, even though we've got million-dollar athletes and million-dollar entertainers and whatnot. It's a few based on the millions that there are, and we're all gifted, we're all talented, but the issue is that our whole educational system, our whole spiritual religious systems, our whole socialization has not oriented us in being successful as living beings in understanding the purposes of existence. In the process of soulful evolutionary unfoldment and development. Yes, they will take your blood and they'll take your gene samples, and now, you know, they can trace your DNA, and you know, they've made great strides in terms of what they have the ability to do, but to do all of what they do and still have not enough love to change the whole objective as to what education is about. To be educating children so that they are cogs in the wheel of capitalism. They're cogs in the wheel. It's like ants. You know, you can go and step on so many ants, and them ants will attack you. And the ones that attack you, if you drown them, if you spray them, whatever, the other ones are going to keep working. They're going to keep going. They're going to keep going. They're not going to fall back and start going to funerals and crying and weeping and whatnot. They are not going to miss a beat. All right. That's how y'all are being socialized. So we don't miss a beat. You understand? That's why you got all this Advil and you got all these Rolaids and Tums and all of this. So once you're eating all that flesh of dead animals and your head start hurting because you all got all this stench that's going through your bloodstream, they don't want you to miss a beat. You get to work. You take your Advil. You take your Tylenol. You take your NyQuil, whatever you got to do. You can't take time to cleanse. You can't take time to really get that stuff out your system. No, keep working by any means necessary. Keep working, keep working, keep working. And by all means, don't give up the flesh. Don't give up the alcohol. Don't give up your good time. Don't give up any of the things that you feel so good about having. You know, it's a party over here. Hey, we got you. We got you. Coke is the real thing. They got all of these goddamn liars out here telling you that you're supposed to be doing all of this in the name of what? Fun? So they made fun killing. They made fun out of killing, and now you're enjoying killing yourself. So then hearing me, you're saying, oh, well, that sister, she out of her mind. Oh, well, that sister, she's so extreme. Oh, well, that sister. This sister cares enough to understand that our children should not be poisoned. That we as men and women should be in enough light, particularly after 30 and 40 and 50 years old, where we are in our harmony with our line of light, with our angels, our guides, our guardians, and our souls. But because nothing has properly prepared us for that, the only way you get to that is that you have to have the inner urge to look beyond. You have to have the inner urge to turn everybody else off. You have to have the inner urge and the inner care to exalt a full life's urge, to be willing to walk your walk and to be daring enough to be courageous, to do that which really needs to be done. Because what we have all these people who are organizing and marching and whatnot, but they will not do the thing that needs to be done. which is to love the Creator with their whole bodies, hearts, minds, and souls, to love life, to love that which beats their heart and that which breathes them with their whole body, heart, mind, life, and soul with all their might, to have a conscious desire to walk, to glorify and honor their mothers and fathers, grandmothers and grandfathers, great-grandmothers and great-grandfathers, and all of the ones that have come before, the way that we live, the intention that we have, the will that we express to exalt a full life's urge is much more powerful than the stupidity that it takes to continue to perpetuate that which is destined to die. But following the lie, following the fear tactics and all of this, now people are afraid to tell the truth, to be in the truth. You understand? And you can't really just get to the truth because you read somebody else's books. And not to say the books and other people's realizations are not going to benefit you. They will. But when you are doing everything else that is truly in your own best interest, will you benefit the most? We have those ones who are practitioners of different healing modalities and whatnot. So if you spend money and you go to them and you have several sessions and whatnot, that's all well and good. But it's what you do consistently thereafter that facilitates the healing and the opening of your meridians or whatever they did for you. But if you are continuing to reach for that which is creating blockage and obstruction mentally, emotionally, spiritually, or whatever, then you have wasted money if you continue to waste money in buying that which has no real benefit to you. And we spend so much money, and that's why death is multi-trillion-dollar business. Really? Death is multi-trillion-dollar business. The industry of death, through militarism and bomb making and gun making and distribution, through all of the chemicals, the pharmaceuticals, the surgeries, all of the sugar, the dairy, the eggs, the meat, the chicken, the fish, the fowl, all of this comprises death industry. Now, when you have a global world agenda and everybody is so enthralled and so engulfed in the perpetuation of sickness, illness, disease, and death, then you have a world that will soon cease to exist because death is going to claim them. Where the Mother Earth will continue to quiver and quake and shake as she has done, where you have the leaving, the massive leaving of tens of thousands of people, 5,000 here, 10,000 there, 7,000 here. I'm just saying is that we keep saying we got 7 billion people on the planet because as fast as they're going, they're still coming. But the issue is those who are here should be setting a greater directive and doing that which facilitates the greater fulfillment of the will of existence in the exaltation of the greatness of the lineages. Every people have been warred against. Every people are under siege. Every people need the light of the love of salvation and grace and protection and the clearing and the cleansing. But when you have everybody complicit and complacent in the ingesting and the manufacturing and the distribution and the advertising and all of that, with all of these artificial colors, artificial flavors, NutraSweet, this, that, and the other, and we are taking, or the government is paying people not to grow food, and then they're bulldozing masses, just thousands and thousands of acres of rainforest and forestry on a daily basis, and then wondering while the earth is collapsing. The stupidity has no end until it's over. That you bulldoze all of these trees and then expect the earth not to shift. That you do all of this digging, all of this drilling, create all of this devastation, create all of this pollution, and expect the earth not to respond. And that's why it is so necessary for us to understand the power that we would have in mass if each one radiated a real hunger and thirst for life itself, for the fullness of life itself. Therefore, you would not reach for death. But they have turned death into culinary arts. And even those ones who have become so conscientious about the real taste of the food, having to do with everything about the condition of the soil. But they will still eat the flesh of dead animals. They just want the flesh of dead animals that were not given GMO corn or GMO soy or whatever. And so therefore they still will not come into the fullness of the light that is available, because as long as the blood bears the violation of violated beings, inebriants, intoxicants, and all of this, then you are not able to think, you're not able to have the quality of light and consciousness that is really complementary and characteristic of who you are, is this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence. And it's only one absolute and supreme intelligence that is the intelligence of all beings, which is why we have to come to that place and space where we respect the right of all beings to have the right to their lives and to know that they should not be rotting in your intestines. You understand? Now, if you can get in it because of the global effect that it's having in terms of this global warming and all of the methane that's being produced from all of the feces that moves into the waters, and how much of the sea creatures are being taken from the waters, the sea creatures that have the God-given responsibility and purpose of cleansing and filtering the waters for the earth's sake. But they pull these animals, these creatures, out of the oceans by the millions and millions of tons, and then dump millions and millions of tons of feces into the water. And so we have to really, really understand that those who have taken responsibility to create systems of things, we can give thanks for systems. We need systems in place. But now we really have to come to a point in place where we realize that the system is not going to operate greater than the light and the substance of the people themselves. Because people work the system. And if the people were in light enough, cleared, cleansed, purified to serve the Creator's purpose, to really be a blessing, to work towards the wholeness, work towards the exaltation, work towards the self-unfoldment, the self-development, the exaltation of life and blessedness as a part of what they do on a daily basis, regardless of what part of the system they are employed by or are in service to. This is how we make the difference. Now, the power of love, and love being a radiance, love is a force when each of us are steeped in it, because it is the fullness of the frequency and energy and vibration that we have cultivated as the reality of who and what we are. Then that becomes power. That's power. One with the Creator is more powerful than masses of people with the devil. Indivisible. We have to understand that, as hard as it may get for some of you to wrap your head around it, the quickest and most expeditious way to the degrees of liberation, freedom, and change that we want rests with each individual one taking responsibility to realign themselves with the peace of God, the presence of God, the light of God, the truth of God, and to get the devil out their system. The flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, alcohol, tobacco, cigarettes, all of this garbage. You cannot raise up against the very things that you love participating with and think that you can have any degree of success. It'll never happen. On behalf of the legacy of the lineages that we represent, on behalf of those who stood up and struggled and sacrificed and were sacrificed, on behalf of those who were slain, on behalf of those who were hung, on behalf of those who voices were heard, on behalf of those who rebelled and revolted, on behalf of those who are still standing, on behalf of all of the lineages, on behalf of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of our creatures, on behalf of the establishment of the eternal order, the eternal government, the tribunal of the whole, and the administering intelligences of this universe, we give thanks that you are doing that which is yours to do in committing your whole body, heart, mind, and soul to being whole body, heart, mind, life, and soul. That's the work. I'm just the one to remind you. You're in tune to Thursday Night Watch, the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama.